Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Jack Aldrich is our guest, one of the top futurists of our time. He's the author of a dozen books. Foresight 2020 is the new one. Jump the Curve is another one. Next Big Thing is Really Small. He's the guy who talks about nanotechnology, folks. And I talk about this all the time. And, you know, Jack, in my opening introduction, the first line of my introduction of my last book, I used the term talking paint. And I thought of you when I thought of you when I was writing that. I said, thank you, Jack. And so I appreciate you. You've influenced me and to a very great degree. Jack, I need your website and tell folks the things we're working off today is from Jack's blog. We're only working off for 3 of the 15 that he's produced every Friday. These are rich ideas that you, at least one of them, I believe, will impact you in any given week. So please subscribe to this. It's free. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. How do they get it again, Jack?
Yeah, they can just go to my website, Jack Aldrich, and the last name is ULDRICH.com. And, again, just hover over the any article, and it'll pop up saying if you want to subscribe to it, and just put in your email, and you'll only get that. I don't do any marketing. I don't sell the list.
Yep.
But you just get this article every Friday.
High quality, folks. Check it out. Hey, Jack, when I read this line here, the case against too much efficiency, is that tantamount to being a Luddite if you propose that?
Not at all. It's embracing the future, I would argue. And here's my point, is that I grew up as a strategic planner. It's what I did in the Navy as an intelligence officer. I worked in the Pentagon in that area. And strategic planning still has value, but the future is moving so fast that no one, in fact, knows where it's going to go. And sometimes strategic planning lulls us into thinking the future is more planable than it actually is. So if that's the case, people say, well, what replaces strategic planning? And I would argue strategic experimentation. None of us fully know what is going to work in mm-hmm. the future, and we're going to have to try things. And by trying things, some things are going to fail, and this means that we're not going to be optimizing for efficiency. And I'm here to tell you, if you want to miss the future, the one thing that people always do is they optimize for efficiency. Blockbuster, Border, BlackBerry. They were all super efficient, but they did not understand where the future was going. And so you have to engage in strategic experimentation. You have to let your mind wander.
So what you're saying is it's not okay to do something innovative. You have to be innovative.
That is right, yes. But at the end of the day, I call my piece, take time to think about the future, but often we can't think our way into a new way of acting. We have to act our way into a new way of thinking. We just have to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so start small, take some experiments, some pilot projects, reach out to a new partner and say, start experimenting with blockchain or artificial intelligence or the Internet of Things. And these are scary fields, but there are
companies and organizations. You're saying that if you dwell on efficiency, by the time you get that perfected, you've actually missed a cycle in the marketplace. Maybe it may have gone by you in a couple of cycles. And see, this is what I talk about in my work about the compression of time between generations. We've never seen this before. There was a time, you talked about Gutenberg, there was a time when you could create an innovation and your great-grandchildren could use the same tools and do the same thing. Today, the compression of time between generations of models, of products or strategies or whatever, it's now in a matter of, of days, weeks, or months. It's not in a matter of years anymore. And you're saying if you try to focus too much on efficiency, you'll miss the next innovation. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I tell you, my two kids, there's only 2 years difference between them. But to your point, things are moving so fast that the way my daughter does some things, the way she leverages
right.
some technology, it's fundamentally different than my 17-year-old son
yeah.
is 2 years different. They're doing things differently.
It's funny, when I have millennials working for me 5 years apart in age, one drives the other one crazy. That's the funniest thing in the world you've ever seen. Hey, Jack, I need the website one more time, please.
JackAldrich.com.
Check it out, folks. Don't forget to check out his blog. Jack, thanks again for 15 great years. Come back soon.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Jack Aldrich, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blessing, and reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.